This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. You're all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Kyle is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning, Vincent. Can I get more volume? Pump up the volume. Pump up the volume, please.
Yep. Okay.
We're gonna. Oh, much better. Right. Oh yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
It's terrible. Hey. I don't listen very well because of my eardrums. I shattered them in 1970. People don't realize I did my first dive when I was at American Lake out near Fort Lewis was at 100 feet for 4 hours. My first dive required me to decompress for 2 days.
Hmm.
I broke one of my eardrums and I can't hear anymore now.
Rick, can you tell us what the decompression process is like?
Decompression. It's just sitting in a room. You don't notice any differences. It seems normal, except the ratios of oxygen to helium and nitrogen are different, and they slowly, slowly bring you back into true. When you're down that deep for that long, it changes everything in your body. So being in space and this stuff that they're doing in the recent news articles about can you have sex in space or can you conceive, you know, I have to tell you, it's really different when you're in a pressurized container and your body has to readjust to oxygen, nitrogen levels, that kind of thing. It's actually way different than people realize, and that's one of the first things you learn when you actually start to do things like diving. When I was a kid, I used to think I was going way down deep when I would dive off a high tower and go straight down for 30 feet. But 100 feet, it's 9 times more pressure. I mean, we're talking about, like, serious at 100 feet. I made the Guinness Book of Records that year for that long a dive as my first dive. I had a throat mic and everything, and I broadcast radio. I was down underneath. Can you imagine? KTAC in Tacoma. Here we are at 100 feet. Come on down to the dive shop, and we'll show you how to. It was fun.
Rick, I can remember as a child, getting a dime off the bottom of a pool at 8 feet. And then when I went to 10 feet, that was a big pressure change.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And it goes downhill from there. And I was watching some sci-fi where the NCIS, I was 13th year, and they were talking about doing a dive down. They were in decompression for, a week, I think it was, something like that. And somebody inside the dive tank killed someone else, and they had to try to do forensics where they couldn't go inside. But, being in a dive thing like that would change the forensics on the body and everything. It was interesting because it was accurate. And they were talking about, like, at 2,000 feet in a bell thing. They had different kinds of divers. Mine was Nellie. So I was scuba diving, but you know, bell diving was even further, where you're in a complete suit and you carry your entire atmosphere down with you. That's a little different.
So when you bell dive, is the decompression process the same? Does it take longer?
Approximately the same, because the pressure of the outside to the inside is still changing things, even though it's a closed system. Yes, it's not the same. No. Yes, you have to decompress. Yeah. The night, so you know, getting the bends can be really, really bad. Nitrogen,
so,
you know.
Your blood boils, right, when you get the bends?
Well, the nitrogen, it squeezes between bones. Oh, man, you don't even want to do that. I saw pictures of people that, you know, they had photos of people that were having problems with the nitrogen narcosis. And it's bad. Yeah. You were real careful about that kind of thing. And you did your own calculations. You didn't rely on somebody doing it for you. You know, that kind of thing.
Well,
you know, you wanted to be responsible, yeah, like crossing the street. You didn't let somebody look for you. You always looked for yourself.
All right. So now that you've mentioned this, when you go into a bell suit and you've got an airline and you've got a cable that'll pull you back up, you are totally 100% at the mercy of whoever's up top, right? 100%.
In some cases, well, you have some time for recovery, but if you're down that far and you're out of air, you know, it takes you so long to get back up there, and you could be taking in water.
Yeah, no, what I mean is, if someone forgets you and they don't pay attention, or the hose gets cut, or the cable gets cut, or they forget to bring you up in time, you are totally at the mercy of other people who are topside.
Usually I'm in immediate, direct communication with them while I'm down there, like on a moment-to-moment basis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's, or I was back in 1970. Yeah, I saw old movies that were from, you know, but where they did that kind of thing, and 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, you know, using seashells and walking across with heavy weights. That's interesting. H.G. Wells. You know.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that was interesting. That was to realize that somebody that long ago was thinking about those kinds of things and writing adventures around them. Wow.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I was thinking about exactly that this morning. I was thinking about Star Trek, and I was thinking about Captain Kirk, and I'm talking about the original Star Trek, and he had a communicator, which became the flip phone. They had a computer, and they could just ask the computer questions in a human voice, and the computer would give them, you know, response. And we have that with Alexa and, you know, these electronic gadgets that attach to our home's Wi-Fi network. Now, the question I have for you, and you may not know the answer, is, did we already know this was coming? Was this on the drawing board? Had they already worked out partially details?
No. Everything starts with imagination. And that's why entertainment is one of your seven primary considerations for survival. It starts there with imagination. The 3D printer never even was conceived until they had the little replicator. And what was it? And the Fifth Element, where she throws this little thing in the thing and pulls out a big turkey all cooked the next moment. You know, I was watching how TV and movies and science fiction stories have shaped our current today technology. It didn't start with technology. It starts with imagination, and then they find a way to do it.
And that's kind of what happens in war, right? We have wars. Well, I'm thinking about necessity being the mother of invention.
Archetypal. It's like today, you know, one of the things you were going to talk about is electricity. You know, that's like the sixth epoch of man, is Tapeja, or trial by fire. And here we are with nuclear radiation and electricity as our primary source of energy. But previous technologies didn't use electricity or radiation. They used sound and movement. And before that, they used da-da-da. And so it is generational in terms of why we would move in this direction. In this epoch, we're using fire as our primary, moving from grub to the stars. And we've gone to the stars before. It's in the Bibles. It's in written manuscripts. It's in our buildings and history as we unearth things. We've been here before, but differently. And it's like we're trying out all the different kinds of ways of being before we merge back into the blue light or God. And I'm not talking about reincarnation because time isn't real in the sense of understanding it. Now, I remember as an early physicist, the study used to make an assumed truth that the shortest distance between two points was a straight line and that space was not curved. It wasn't until Roger Penrose started talking about torus twister space to be countered from Stephen Hawking's and white and black holes. They did a book together. People don't even realize that. Point, counterpoint, point, counterpoint on the idea of white and black holes to space being curved. And at the end of that book, they both came to the same conclusion. And that led him to then write his very famous Geometric Universe. And it's, people don't understand that it is when you make an assumed truth that sets up the reality of what's possible and what is not possible. And so when the minister says, is that house white or is that brown? The correct response is yes, because it's both. In fact, it's all colors. It's just man's limitation of only seeing one side of the house.
You know, as you're saying that, I was thinking about when I do hay this year, and I'm going to be in a tractor for hours and hours and hours going around in circles. I'm going to listen to Stephen Hawking's A Brief History of Time. I've listened to it about six times. I still need to listen to it more to try to understand it. It's about 6 hours of audio. It's an audio book, A Brief History of Time.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout. I noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Huer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Doc Rams with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. RichardAllenMiller.com, RichardAllenMiller.com. Rick, I was thinking about electricity, and there's absolutely nothing, I think, that we can do in America that doesn't touch electricity, or electricity touches what we do every day. And I was thinking about the power consumption, and, you know, we are now stressing the grid almost to 100% of its maximum capacity, and electric rates keep going up and up and up, and yet at the same time all of this is happening, there are proponents of using more electricity, not using less, using more. And they want to have more electric devices like 5G, which is going to be everywhere. I don't know if there's any way of stopping 5G. And, of course, there's some concerns that, well, all of us have about 5G. And then we have the electric car. And people think this is great because we don't have tailpipe emissions with electric cars. Well, that's absolutely 100% true because electric cars don't have tailpipes. Okay? But they do create electromagnetic radiation, and there is pollution at the generation source. So whether it be nuclear generation, there is pollution. Whether it be coal or what's called fossil fuels, oil, natural gas, every method of generation of electricity has some kind of a pollution, even hydroelectric. Hydroelectric, there was pollution in building the hydroelectric equipment. So I guess hydro is probably our best choice. Would you agree with that at this point, Rick?
I'm concerned about our grid, seriously. Even now, our dependency on electricity has reached such epic proportions that just any minor variation from our sun and everything's down. And everything is down, 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 down. That means the cars won't run. That means your food isn't being delivered. That means the ship is not sailing. That means your alarm didn't go off. And that means you can't talk to your daughter across town. Now, it is so serious that nobody, even Matt Stein, you know, we're not ready for it. It will become a serious hardship, and there will be blood. And when I say that, just imagine living in New York City, you're 16 flights up in a hotel, and you have to go to the bathroom. How does that work? And, you know, people haven't even begun to realize how vulnerable everything is. And it's not going to be China and North Korea. It's most likely going to be Pakistan and some kid hacker that plays, oh, look what I can do. And everybody's back into the Stone Age in one moment. And right now, the quality of our radio and communications is at best 35% to 60% right now. You and me, the quality of your voice coming over is gravelly. And that's just because of the recent little burp from the sun. And then we've got deep space and all the rest of what's going on out there. Not even talking about what's happening on Earth and the reboot of our ocean currents and the second magnetic field that has just been discovered. Earth's got several different magnetic fields. And when you start to realize all of this is based on the precipice of just an electric current going down a wire, it's worse than chemtrails in that sense of it. That's why they put those cables underground now, but they're still there. Just like the propane is underground. Can you imagine a pipe with gas moving in an area where they have earthquakes? This is crazy. And the whole concept is crazy. And everything is based on electricity. And, you know, the state of Oregon did studies with just the ocean tides, you know, creating power.
Yeah. Back in the 1970s, I remember seeing that on the front cover of, I believe it was Popular Science, where they had these veins or wings that were moved by the ocean currents and generated electricity with them. We'll be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Today,
God, you're
take my
when you got the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Doc Rams with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. If you'd like to find him, you can type in docram.com, docram.com, or richardallenmiller.com, richardallenmiller.com. Rick, I was talking to an electrical engineer at a utility company, and what I want to do is I want to move our meter. I cannot get away from the smart meter. It just will not allow it. And so I'm going to move the smart meters away from the house, several hundred feet away. And I was talking with him about electricity and voltage, and this is kind of a tricky thing that we're doing. moving our power lines that are underground, and it might involve excavation, things like that. We have a backhoe, so we can do that. But what I learned was that the normal voltage in this area starts out at 126 volts. Now, if there's a high voltage demand, we'll drop down to 120. If there's a really high demand, 117. And at the emergency level, we drop down to 114. So we're saying that typically in most homes in the United States, the target voltage is 120 volts. Emergency voltage is down to 114. At that point, it's hard to start electric motors. Refrigerator motors, compressors may burn out prematurely. Air handling motors, compressors, you know, those kinds of things may burn out prematurely. So as we add more and more devices to our grid, like 5G, which is not necessary, and electric cars, which are not necessary, we are going to probably see things like premature failures of washing machines, clothes dryers, dishwashers, refrigerators.
This is all being done with intent and to, you know, like Mopar, where things wear out even faster and need to be replaced and don't work as well, and you have to replace whole systems, not a vacuum tube, but now you need to do the whole computer screen. It's BS, not 5G. And 5G is more toxic than 4G. And 3G is where synthetic telepathy starts in terms of biological processes. And 5G, we talk in terms of LD50 ratios. And that means a single individual is going to try and take over the world, owning 65% of the world in less than 10 years using this technology. It's all about marketing and control of human species. And an argument can be made about alien invasion. This is BS. And the bad news is you can't get away from it even on top of a mountain. That's what our atmosphere is supposed to do, is screen us from this kind of crap, not hold it down in on Earth.
Elon Musk was reported in the media as being extremely concerned about AI, artificial intelligence, and in maybe a decade, it taking over. And we will be held hostage. We humans will be held hostage by computer machines. And I can see that.
Well, that's the movie Terminator. That's why the movie came out when it did. That's where we're going, just like Star Trek. Look, it's handwriting on the wall. It's time to wake up, draw some lines. That's why Matt Stein and I originally started this whole nonsense about grid down in the first place. It's going to drop everybody back into the deepest levels of survival needs.
Okay. Well, let me just let our class know how concerned I am about this. I am so concerned about the fragility of the power grid, the power generation system, the unavailability of electricity, that's one of the main reasons why we moved from the East Coast to the Ozark Mountains of Missouri. That's one of the reasons why, a very significant reason, why I spent months and months and months building the solar panel rack, engineering it from scratch so that it would survive winds, you know, 100-mile-an-hour winds, and still be there to generate electricity. And we're doing it right now. This broadcast is via the sun. The sun's shining. It's charging the batteries. The inverter is running, and it's powering the farm. Well, I'm so concerned that I'm spending our life savings of four generations on the ability to continue generating electricity for our farm, because I believe that it is so fragile that when it's no longer available, people are going to die very, very quickly, faster than we ever thought. And let me just give you one simple example. So Mrs. Finelli contracted pneumonia, and she needed to see a doctor. Okay? Her doctor was unavailable. The fill-in doctor had pneumonia. They were overwhelmed with pulmonary cases at the medical center. And this is there are two very large medical centers in Springfield, Missouri. They're about the same size. And the one we go to was overwhelmed with respiratory cases. And the doctors themselves were sick with pneumonia. Very, very, very serious. So what I'm saying is, if you think it's going to be there when you need it, that may not be the case. In the United States, we're running out of antibiotics because there was such a demand for them that they were in short supply. Not only that, to make matters worse, some diseases are antibiotic resistant. So what we're looking at is just a compounding of threats that circle us 360 degrees. And electricity is a chief among them. It is a really big threat because without it, many of us will die. No refrigeration, no supply line, no products, no manufacturing, no water, no sewage treatment, no chlorine to treat the water, no trains moving.
You're back to your great-grandfather's way of life.
Yeah, and maybe that isn't so bad, but getting there is going to be pure pain, because our great-grandfathers knew how to find food. We think food comes from the store. We think water comes from the faucet. And if the faucet drips, we don't know what to do about it, so we call a plumber.
You know, food is
that's another thing.
10 times less important than water, and water is 10 times less important than air. 3 minutes for air, 3 days for water, and 3 weeks for food. You got to set up priorities.
I'd like to share a story with you, and this all ties together, class. So we got a call from our daughter. She lives 1,100 miles away. And she said that her water heater was leaking on the floor. And I said, okay, can you get me a picture of it? So she sent me a picture, and we got more pictures, and I asked for more pictures. And this was late at night, Friday night. And I diagnosed the problem. I said, look, based on this particular problem, you're not going to be able to fix this. There's nothing that you're going to be able to do. There's no wrench turning that you're going to be able to accomplish without some parts. You're actually going to need a new hot water heater. It's at the end of its life. And the tank itself is leaking. So she made some calls the next morning, and she called Roto-Rooter. Roto-Rooter quoted her $1,600 for a water heater exchange. $1,600. So she called me, and I said, you gotta be kidding. The water heater, if you just went to Lowe's, you could get one for about $500. It's a 50-gallon water heater. It's natural gas. So I said, boy, that's a lot of money, $1,100 for 2 hours worth of work to install it. And I said, you know, it would be the same price for me to drive out there and do it for you as to have them do it. So she called around, and there's a neighbor who does this. This is what he does. He's a plumber. He puts in hot water heaters. And so he quoted her $1,450. I said, that's ridiculous. She said he's a friend and he's a neighbor. I said, well, he's certainly not a friend. Because the job she cost $700 total, maybe $800. So she made some more calls and she found a guy that would do it for $1,175, which I think is still outrageous. But the guy wouldn't be able to do it until a couple days later. So there were some calls made to Home Depot. Home Depot has on their website that if you call before noon, they will have a hot water heater installed for you the same day. So she was busy making calls, and Mrs. Finelli was making calls simultaneously from here, 1,000 miles away, 1,100 miles away. And we finally got the guy at Home Depot because he wasn't there. He was at lunch, and he'd be back after 12 o'clock, after the timeline for getting it installed that day. So water's leaking on the floor all this time. So, you know, I told her how to shut the water off, and we got that stopped, but it was a mess. And here's the point. So Home Depot says, no, that's not how we do it. The website says that's how we do it, but that's not what we do. What we do is if you have a water heater leak, you call us, and we will call our contractor. Our contractor will come out to your house and assess what is necessary to repair and replace, and we'll get back to you and with a price. But that won't be till Monday. What I'm saying is you look at the website, you think somebody's going to come at your beck and call, and it's not true. It's not true. So now you have the local guy who's going to rip you off. You've got your friend who's going to rip you off. And then you make some more calls and you find another guy that'll do it for $11.75. But he can't do it for a couple days. So you call back your friend and say, look, you said $1,400. I found a guy that I don't even know. He'll do it for $11.75. And then your friend says, you know what? I'll match that. Here's the point. The point is, we are at each other's throats now. There's no such thing as friendship. It's dog eat dog for the most part. And that's the point. And I think it's going to get worse. Doc Ram and I'll be right back.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Doc Rams with us. Rick, I want to share something. I mentioned this one time on the air, but it's germane to what we're talking about today. And that is, we had a neighbor, and his fence borders ours, so his property is right next to ours. I mean, you go to our farm, and then his farm is on the other side of the fence, a barbed wire fence. And so he wanted to run for the county commissioner position, and he called me up, and he said, "Hey, Vincent, I'm going to run, and I wanted to know if you'd support me." I said, "Absolutely, absolutely. Love it. You can count on me to support you." Okay. So I did. So a year later, I decided to run for, a year or so later, I decided to run for the board of directors for the electric cooperative, and I call him up. And I say, "Hey, I'm taking a page out of your book. You wanted to run for the county commissioner's position. I supported you. I'm going to run for the board of directors of the electric cooperative, and I want to reduce electric rates. That's my platform. I want to reduce them and do what I can. And will you consider signing a petition to nominate me as someone who will run as a member supported by the membership for the board of directors?" He said, "Oh, geez. You caught me off guard." I said, "You know what? You don't have to do it. It's okay." He didn't want to do it. So I went around town, and I talked to some people, and I said, "Would you consider signing a petition to nominate me? You don't have to vote for me, but I want to reduce the electric rates." And people said, "I don't want to get involved. I just don't want to get involved. I don't get involved in those things." So I'm saying I want to reduce their electric rates, and I'm having trouble getting support from the people who live in the village where I live. Unbelievable, right? Well, the whole point of that, and I'm not whining and I'm not complaining, I'm just saying that when you think that there are people who are going to be with you and help you and support you, I think that's a pipe dream. I think that's a wish. Let me give you another example. So you've heard of these men's clubs, and I'm sure there are women's clubs. I don't know much about women's clubs other than a club called the Women's Club, but there are men's clubs, and what are they? They're like the Lions and the Rotary and the Kiwanis and the Knights of Columbus, and then there are business clubs. Now, some business clubs have women and men, which is great. Well, guys go to these, gals go to the clubs, and they have, well, They all have the same thing. If you go to the Lions Club, you'll find a realtor, you'll find an accountant, you'll find, you know, guys in different, an insurance guy, all walks of business you'll find in these clubs. And the clubs are, they are couched in friendship and charity and all that, but actually, I think the main reason is it's a social organization that uses this organization to garner business. So when someone says, yeah, I'm thinking about buying a property, I got a friend. He's in the Lions Club with me. He's a realtor. What a good guy. You'll love him. He'll take care of you. He'll protect you. He's the guy. And if you're in a Rotary Club, same thing. Kiwanis Club, same thing. Knights of Columbus, same thing. Well, so I have a friend who has a farm, and he wanted to buy some gravel, crushed stone for his driveway. His driveway is like a quarter of a mile long. So we had a tremendous rain. He wanted to fill in the washed-out parts with gravel. He called me up and he said, Vinny, what kind of gravel should I buy? And I told him the kind of gravel. And I said, you know, if you want, I'll call the guy that I get mine from, and, you know, we'll get a quote for you. So I called my guy. He called his guy. We talked a couple days later. He called me back, and he said, hey, Vinny, I got the guy. I'm getting the gravel delivered, the kind that you recommended. Everything's all set. I said, okay, so what'd you pay for it? He said, $250, and he's giving me a break because I'm in the club. And I said, $250. My guy's $180. So what I'm telling you is that you may think that you're getting a good deal from your buddies in the club, and I'm telling you it's probably not true. I think they're taking advantage of these club members. Rick, do you have a comment before you went to the break?
That's my comment, man. Let the buyer beware.
Yep. All right. Electricity when we come back.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about electricity and 5G. How dependent we are, the pitfalls, the dangers. Doc Brand is with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Richard A-L-A-N Miller, physicist. And we'll be back right after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. I'm going to go check how much electricity we have generated this morning and see how our batteries are, what the charge level is on our batteries when we come back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.